Good morning and welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. And if you enjoy these devotionals, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment. It really does help us get the word out. Remember, we're trying to change the public square by changing our hearts first, working on ourselves first so that we will be godly examples and godly individuals in the public square. And then that, in turn, changes our culture, which in turn changes our policy. So I hope you'll share these and just really help get the word out on how what the Word of God says to our lives. So we're going to look at Romans chapter 12, verses 10 through 13. And I don't know if you've noticed, but we are living in a day and age where we just need a little bit of hope, don't we? Especially living in the state of Washington, it seems like, you know, many of the values that we hold dear from the Word of God just aren't honored or respected, and sometimes even to the point of antagonized against. And so let's see what Romans has to say, what Paul says to us today. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. Wow. We could stop right there and just say, God, we need your help. We need you to allow us to have this brotherly kindness. And this is where we see our fellow human beings around us and citizens around us, that we need to show brotherly love and honor giving preference to one another. Have you noticed in the public square that oftentimes it's like, you need to prefer me, but the Word of God says, show preference to others. What if you just made that your goal for the day, that you're going to show preference to someone else today? Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. I know many of us have jobs or things that we do that maybe it's not what we're most passionate about. Yet I would tell you that we can do them as unto the Lord. Instead of unto our paycheck or our employer, we want to serve as unto the Lord, as if God has entrusted this area to us, and that we can love those around us and make sure that they understand that we want to do our best, being diligent, not lagging, but fervent in spirit. Then here's where we wanted to focus today, rejoicing in hope. Have you ever thought about you rejoice in hope? Now, what's your hope? Is the hope the circumstances that you find yourselves in? No. Is our hope our spouse or our kids? No. Is our hope our employer or the government that we have? No. Is our hope our governor or our elected officials? No. Our president or whoever it might be? No. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. And we have a hope that's been proven by evidence of his death, burial, resurrection. We have that type of hope, but we also have his hope when he comes back and he receives his church. And so we rejoice in hope. We're rejoicing in the very hope, the essence of who God is in our lives, being patient in tribulation. And this is where we as Christians and Christ followers who are seeing the public culture shift in a way that we've never seen, these tribulations that are coming upon us, we begin to understand that we need to be patient during this time. That doesn't mean that you don't speak out. That doesn't mean that you don't stand your ground, but you're patient. You're not irritable, angry, frustrated, screaming, yelling. You're patient, just as God has been patient with you, that you would not perish, but you would come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Continuing steadfastly in prayer. The greatest tool that we have as Christ followers is our prayer life. Interceding for the lost around us, praying that they would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. You will not debate somebody into heaven. You will simply pray them into heaven, praying that God would draw them closer to him, distributing to the needs of the saints and given to hospitality. So what's my hope for you today? That you will rejoice in hope. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May his face shine upon you. May this be a day that you experience God's grace, that you go in God's peace, and that your hope be fixed on Jesus Christ. God bless you. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard